get the engines up again as we move into the energy zone and the Zimmerman zone again, although I promise you we're not going to spend as much time on it in this hour today as we did in this hour yesterday. Ken Kessler and I are here to go through on Wednesday, the 17th of July, what's going on in the world, what people are talking about as a survey has been done of the News Talk issue-oriented radio programs around the country, and Mr. Zimmerman still seems to be on the top of people's minds. Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter @Good Day Show. Anything new, I would guess that's really where I want to be, in some experience that brings us some new information, Kenny. There are more of the jurors who have spoken out, I guess. Has everybody on the jury said something in one way or another?
I think there's one who hasn't said anything yet. There was the one that we had a little bit of her yesterday who was on with Anderson Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently four of the others weren't real pleased with what she had to say, but they want to remain private. They don't want, the way this case has gone, they don't want to become public spectacles, but mm-hmm. they wanted to make sure everyone knew that what she said was her own opinion and not necessarily how everyone felt.
So there's that information. Our phone line's 888-302-3684. Maybe you take a few calls on this as we go through some of the information. Rachel Jontel, is that how you pronounce her name? She was the person on the phone
with
Trayvon Martin. Is going to be able to graduate high school and go to college, courtesy of a talk host named Tom Joyner, who does a syndicated radio morning program on a lot of black stations around the country. He said he was moved by her testimony and would like to help her get her life back on track. Can I go back through that, if you don't mind, for a moment, what it was that she had to say and why is there this concern about her?
Well, one of the things was during the trial, they gave her something and she was not able to read it.
Mm-hmm. Right. She didn't have an education. She came across
it. Right.
Right. And she's a, what is she, 17, 16, 17?
Somewhere around there, yeah. She was roughly the same age as Trayvon.
Right. So what was her play, though, in the, I do remember her being there, but I don't remember why she was testifying.
Because she was on the phone and
he was calling her.
He called her to say that he was being followed by somebody.
Yeah.
And wasn't sure what to do, and then she relayed what she said she heard when they got into their confrontation.
Mm-hmm. 888-302-3684. Has there been too much of this? The news media gone bananas. The protests, there were some yesterday. They weren't, I don't think there weren't as many. I have honestly not in the last 24 hours. This kind of stuff so frankly annoys me. I feel like I have to talk about it on the air. And people say, well, if you're going to talk about it, don't you want to educate yourself? I don't know what else there is that really is of interest here. To point out. So there are protesters, there are people stealing shoes in honor of Trayvon Martin. Yeah, hello. I mean, why would you want to underscore that kind of stuff? There are a couple of bits and pieces here that you found, Kenny, that are interesting, including this clip from a program hosted by John Phillips, who I believe is in Orlando, if I remember correctly, talking about the difference between protesters and criminals.
In all the copy that I was reading and all the reports that I was seeing on Twitter and the various social networking sites and coming from various news organizations, the individuals that you were watching on TV tear up a Walmart and assault people and kick in car doors were referred to as protesters. In what world are they protesters? There were people who were there who were protesting peacefully. They're protesters. But if you're kicking in car doors, and you're giving cameramen concussions, and you're attacking Dave Bryant of CBS2, you're a vandal and a criminal. You're not a protester. And words matter. Look at the fight that's gone on right now over the term illegal alien. There are newspapers, including the New York Times, that do not allow that in their paper now. editorially, they're in favor of amnesty, they're in favor of the immigration bill, and that's the direction they want the country to move in. And they know it's easier to do that if they shift the language. If you change the way that people talk about illegal aliens, you call them undocumented workers or whatever that they come up with, that they're more likely to get the political outcome that they're looking for. So words matter. And I don't believe that when these individuals who are out tearing up a Walmart, and by the way, they weren't even stealing anything from Walmart. They were just tearing up the store. And if there's anything, that gets me going nuts, it's destroying perfectly good Twinkies because they're now back on the shelves and we've been denied them for months. But at that particular Walmart, they were destroyed. There is a tear rolling down my cheek. And apparently they were trying to get into the jewelry display case, but were unsuccessful. But those are not protesters. And we need to stop referring to them as protesters. They're criminals.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's all. It's just it's a reason to be a jerk, amongst other things. 888-302-3684, the Reverend Al Sharpton announcing that the protests over the acquittal of Mr. Zimmerman will continue through the summer. He apparently is in charge of the vigils in all of these cities this weekend, the marches in Tallahassee and Washington. Sharpton said Florida will be the battleground for a new civil rights movement. Quote, we are not having a 2 or 3 day anger fit. He said this is a movement for social justice. The nationwide demonstrations have two goals, to urge the Justice Department to pursue a civil rights probe against Zimmerman and to get the Stand Your Ground self-defense laws repealed. So there you go. 888-302-3684. What is there left to be said? I don't know. We'll find a couple of more bits and pieces of this, perhaps a call or two. But as I said, I think we've spent enough time on it. We just have to feel like we're doing our job, Kenny and I, to bring you up to date on it. But there's, I think that actually that last piece, it's distinguishing. This has nothing to do with Zimmerman or Martin. It just has to do with people who are jerks. And criminals. Yeah, they are. That's what they are. They're criminals. 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Brother vs. Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts.
Team Jonathan!
Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother vs. Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua love big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua love pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14 to 20.
When you switch to GEICO, it's easy to connect with them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have a question, want to report a claim or change your policy, you can go online, use the GEICO app, or even use an amazing technological device that actually transmits the human voice over the airwaves. It's like magic. It's called the telephone. It's amazing.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
888-302-3684. All right, so we have more on Mr. Zimmerman or the trials of the aftermath. Here's radio host John Rowland on the Good Day program talking to legal analyst James Herson, who says Zimmerman's days in a courtroom are far from over.
Zimmerman is certainly not out of the woods when it comes to court proceedings. He's got two or three other problems that could possibly come his way. What do you think?
No, I mean, I think we're not, unfortunately, I mean, this has sort of captured the minds of everybody. You know, a killing in Sanford, Florida has become an obsession for America. But George Zimmerman we're going to see him probably for years to come because he's going to be in various courtrooms. I mean, one of the things, he's going to be a plaintiff in a fascinating lawsuit against NBC.
Mm.
A defamation, perhaps even invasion of privacy lawsuit based on that doctored 9/11
story. Oh, that's a no-brainer. Unbelievable.
I mean, the thing that's amazing is was NBC's response to it, where they said
everybody else is doing it.
It was a mistake.
Oh.
I mean, and you're a broadcast professional. You don't do precision edits by mistake.
Right, right.
So getting those people in the courtroom and under oath would be a riot. But George Zimmerman, I think, you know, right now, I mean, even the family attorney for Trayvon Martin's parents said, you know, they were looking at whether or not they would file a civil lawsuit. And they've already actually settled a civil lawsuit with the Homeowners Association.
That's right. I don't think most people knew that.
Yeah, and so they obviously already filed one. And I can't imagine that they wouldn't, especially when we look at the history of these kinds of high-profile cases. And it's really fascinating to note that we see people get acquitted, especially celebrities.
O.J.
in the criminal case.
Yep.
O.J. and Robert Blake cases
yep.
in point. And then they're held liable in a civil case. Same facts, everything the same. So in essence, they win the criminal case and lose the civil case, and there's real good reasons for that. The main is that the burden of proof is extremely different in a civil case as opposed to a criminal case. And that makes sense, because in criminal cases, we're talking about
reasonable doubt.
Yeah, we know, and we're taking away somebody's liberty, possibly their life. So we want the burden to be as high as possible. So beyond a reasonable doubt, mathematically, would be somewhere getting close to 100%. In other words, in the 90s. Whereas in civil cases, the magic legal word is a preponderance of the evidence. That just means more. And so it's more likely than not. So we're looking at mathematically something like over 50%. That's a very big difference. But the other big difference is that I read this morning in a report that the prosecutor was praying that he could get George Zimmerman on the stand because he wanted to really, you know, cross-examine George Zimmerman. And, of course, in a criminal case, the defendant doesn't have to take the stand. As we know, there's a right not to testify.
In civil court, they have to.
In civil court, they have to, or they automatically lose.
All right. So is that enough? Kenny, you had enough?
Yes.
Okay. So Walmart and the discussion of what's going on there coming up, plus immigration, the focus on Good Day.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Program. Adam Levine is apparently ready to say goodbye to bachelorhood. He is engaged to a model. She's been around with him, I guess, for 4 or 5 years. So they are going to be married. Isn't that sweet? They were posing this past weekend in Los Angeles. She's a Victoria's Secret model. And I can't pronounce her name.
That's nice. Future Mrs. Levine.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Put it that way, and that'll be fine. 25 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler, overviewing the hot hits of the day conversationally. Immigration on a lot of people's minds. Here is radio host Jim Leach talking to Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois about the 210, about the latest on the House's immigration plan.
You were quoted in the newspaper last week describing the Senate immigration bill as, quote, a disaster. Why do you view it that way, and what do you anticipate happening to that legislation in the House?
The most surprising aspect I've learned on the Senate immigration bill is that the Secretary of Homeland Security has the ability to waive many of the border security provisions that were put in place by the Corker Amendment, just by saying that he or she determines that the border is secure. And with Janet Napolitano, I know she's leaving, so I know this can change with the new Secretary of Homeland Security. However, Janet Napolitano has said numerous times that the border has never been more secure. Well, I will defer to folks like Adam Kinzinger, who is flying his National Guard missions down on the southern border. I would defer to him on what a secure border looks like, and I would urge you to talk to him because he's got great insight into what he has personally seen down there, and that this border on the southern border is not secure at all. We need to make sure that provision is not in place in any immigration reform package, Jim.
To other parts of this bill in particular, I know you expressed concerns about the cost that we may incur if we bring millions of people currently illegally in the country, turn them into citizens. That gives them responsibilities, but also entitles them to various benefits and things, and there would be a price tag with that. But is it real? I mean, what's the alternative? If we don't put those folks on a path to citizenship, how do we address this problem?
Well, there are different options. We're going to be passing some of our pieces of legislation to deal with some of the provisions on immigration just out of the House in more of a piecemeal approach rather than this large comprehensive piece of legislation that you saw in the Senate. We're going to address some of the temporary ag worker visa issues. We're going to address making sure that there's a provision there, a proposal that's going to be put forth to address to children who have grown up here in America who were brought here at a young age through no fault of their own. So I'm interested in seeing what the different provisions that the House is going to come up with so that we can begin to talk about the true issues and really get to the root of the problem with immigration reform.
I'm expecting that during the day today is going to be a conversation or two or three or four or five or six about a North Korean cargo ship that was stopped near the Panama Canal, discovered to be carrying hidden missile equipment. The Cubans apparently sold it to the North Koreans, and they say it's all outmoded. What's the big deal? It's obsolete. The captain of the ship tried to kill himself as authorities searched the vessel. I didn't turn up any drugs, but these surface-to-air missile systems that were buried under sugar. Right. That's where we always carry our missiles, underneath a big... Right? Underneath, they carry sugar loose in there. It's probably 400 or 500 tons of it, and they buried the missiles underneath the sugar. Right. So, 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Going on safari to photograph wild game may be one of your bucket list experiences, but there's a way to get a taste of it without spending a lot. I'm talking about going on a photo safari at the zoo. At the Nashville Zoo, a pro wildlife photographer will give you tips on how to capture the best shots of animals, even if they're behind a fence or glass. The experts will also show you how to work with different lighting as the day progresses. The Dallas Zoo has a program with a day-long photography session, followed by a classroom workshop. But what's even cooler is they have an overnight experience that includes shooting at the zoo and then a photo safari at an endangered wildlife sanctuary. Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago has classes that teach you all the basic camera settings to snap photos of animals in action and capture basic shots of nature. And consider that this is a very inexpensive way to practice your photography skills before buying that expensive ticket to Africa. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Ever wonder how you can travel like a rock star at a fraction of the cost? Truth is, being lucky in travel takes a little research. Written by Reader's Digest, Travel Guard presents the Smart Spender's Travel Guide, your resource to hundreds of tips from Reader's Digest's popular travel articles. Learn what to pack, how to avoid expensive travel mistakes, and more. Request a free copy of Smart Spender's Travel Guide at TravelGuard.com.
We need your email address. All travel advice in this guide is provided by Reader's Digest and as such does not represent the views or opinions of Travel Guard. Travel Guard is a licensed provider of travel insurance and assistance service plans. Learn more at TravelGuard.com.
I'm in Yosemite National Park to talk Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream with the Miller family. So how many itchy bug bites and rashes do you have?
33 bites.
34.
And a case of poison ivy.
It itches.
Do not scratch.
Miller family, relief starts now. Gold Bond has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone cream.
Ooh.
Plus aloe and vitamin E. It's fast relief on contact.
Feels better already. Who's up for a hike?
Look at the big kitty.
I'm out. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream. Relief starts now.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The Sun Socket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The Sun Socket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Krovo Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Sunglasses on, it's a good day to get gone.
The rising and shining that we put on to the day maybe starts with a better overview of what's going on in a conversational way. There's no pounding on the table here. There's no, you got to believe what I believe. It's just what's happening from my perspective. I'm Doug Steffen, and Ken Kessler is here with me, his perspective. What he gets from you, if you're so kind as to contribute on Twitter or Facebook, facebook.com/good day. Twitter at Good Day Show. You can email me, Doug, at DougSteffen.com, or try 888-302-DOUG. A lot of things to talk about. I'm not feeling that we have to convince people that we're right and everybody else is wrong. There are things that we will have strong opinions about, but you're welcome to yours as well. Everybody has equal footing here. I guess I have the bully pulpit because I have the microphone. Kenny's got the microphone, and it's called the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. But other than that, so what do we have as we look into this situation at Walmart? Apparently Walmart is building a number of stores in the greater Washington, D.C. area. And the local politicos have been trying to convince Walmart to raise the wages they pay their employees. And it's not having, it doesn't feel like it's having a positive outcome here. Let's listen to talk host Jan Michelson, who talked to a political analyst named Sam Clovis about Washington pressuring Walmart to up the wages that they will pay. Now, I don't, were they saying up them in the Washington stores or up them everywhere, Kenny?
I think this particular situation, it's in the Washington, D.C. area. They're calling it a living wage bill.
Right. Okay. So here is the excerpt from that program.
The District of Columbia, those people said, hey, telling Walmart, he said, you're welcome to come here, but you have to pay a family wage.
$13.50
yeah,
an hour.
You have to pay more. Mm-hmm. Walmart says, if you're going to do that, we ain't coming. In fact, we're going to leave.
Yeah.
And the D.C. says, well, that's fine with us. You need us more than we need you.
Sorry, that's not true.
I don't think that's true either. But the other part of it is, though, hey, say, because you won't pay a living wage, The taxpayers have to support and subsidize the health care of Walmart employees. That's stupid. Mm-hmm. All right, so pay a living wage and fund your own health care. That way you don't have to cost shift to the taxpayers. Don't they have a pretty good argument?
D.C.? No, yeah. Not at all.
Why not?
It has nothing to do with free enterprise.
Well, yes. Well, but we're not talking about free enterprise.
No, what you're
talking about
cost shifting. You're talking cost shifting and redistribution of wealth. Walmart is under absolutely no obligation
to go to
D.C.
Yeah, exactly.
And so they ought to go where they're going to do the best for their employees and for their company stockholders.
D.C. They say, fine, that's great, except when you come here, the taxpayers have to fund your workers because you don't pay them enough to be offset the cost of their own existence.
Well, why would Walmart stand for that? The issue
because
there is
they can.
Because, but the voters of D.C. ought to be able to elect a government in D.C. that says, look, this is nonsense. This goes right back to the public choice issue. It goes right back to this notion, are you getting what you're paying for? And if I have to subsidize the wages, the fair market, free market wages of people, and government is going to do that, I'm sorry, I'm leaving. And that's what happens when you do that. Because people look at the exodus out of New York. Look at the exodus out of
California.
New Jersey and out of California. All of that is based on this very notion that they're not getting their money's worth because government is interfering in everything they do.
Well, it's also they're going to other states which don't have the onerous tax burden
exactly.
on them. So, hey, we can do our thing. But that's not free enterprise if they can cost shift to the taxpayer.
And that's true. And Walmart shouldn't stand for that either.
Well, Walmart is not standing for it. They're benefiting from it.
I know.
Billions of dollars.
Yes.
They're cost shifting to the rest of us.
All right. So we can understand that thinking, I guess, one way or another, whether you agree with it or you don't agree with it. Walmart doesn't have a lot of great public relations, but they don't seem to care. I was watching, I think, as I was falling asleep last night, Conan take a shot at China and or at the things. Wait a minute. Oh, a woman had a baby in a Walmart. That was it. Did you hear that story? Woman had a baby in a Walmart, and Conan said, well, it's nice to see that at least there's one thing in Walmart made in America. Bada bada boom, boom. Matter of fact, I don't know. We have that on our... What's Conan? What do we have for Conan? No, he doesn't have that. I was looking at some of the comedy stuff that we have for later on. Not there. Okay, continuing with the Walmart thought. How many of you think that Walmart ought to be able to do what it wants to? It's a company. I think it ought to be able to do. We have a choice. I don't have to go shop there. You don't have to go shop there. If you don't want to go shop there, don't shop there. Because their size, they wield a lot of political pressure and clout. Yep, they do. And does that seem appropriate to you? Well, you know, there are people, again, in situations like where I am. I've complained about Walmart. I've made fun of Walmart. I've gotten in trouble because they're sponsors of this program. When they asked me to apologize for something, I said, and I wouldn't. So they stopped advertising for a while. And gee, guess what? They came back. 888-302-3684. Everybody has a right to express themselves. You want to pay to be on a radio program like this? Tell your story? Fine. That doesn't preclude the host, or it ought not to if there's good management. And I guess because I own this program, I'm the manager, huh? You want to be the manager for a day, Kenny, or not?
Oh, no, 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 no. Yeah. You can keep that.
You can pay yourself. That'll be more interesting. All right, anyway. And so, yeah, the essence is that we become, in many circumstances, way too controlled by what the man says. Listen to what the man says. Yep. And listen to what the next man says. Listen to what the lady says. Listen to what everybody says. I don't care whether they go to Washington or not. I don't care what they pay their people. If you want to work there, you feel like if people have to and they don't have any choices, of course you have a choice. You always have a choice. Anyway, here's Tommy Tucker, another radio host, talking to a financial analyst about whether the government is subsidizing Walmart. Because I think that's a point that was brought up before. It's an interesting one. Is the government subsidizing Walmart, or is the government subsidizing their employees, or is the government subsidizing... Anyway, I suppose you can make an argument for either or both of these things, or neither of them.
if you're shopping at a place, the person in front of you was, when you walked into Walmart, they were checking somebody out, and then they got off, and then they are a Walmart employee, and they're checking out, but actually as a customer, and they're using a food stamp card. Is the government really subsidizing them, or are they subsidizing Walmart to pay their employees $8.50 an hour in the pure economic model of it all?
Well, in a situation like that, it's, you know, the idea is to provide supplementary income to you know, to families who's, you know, at the lower scale of the income spectrum. The question becomes, you know, is the subsidy aimed towards a long run program where people, you know, will continue to rely on this? Originally, the program was not intended that way, but as it is, you know, as it is moving, as people are not finding their incomes going up, there's at least a perceived greater reliance on this. So therefore, it's moving towards more of an income subsidy for consumers who are taking it as supplementary income over the longer haul, rather than something temporary until they find something better for longer, higher, permanent wages.
And minimum wage aside, do big box retailers like Walmart and Best Buy, I guess they're still in business, and the other places, when it comes to health care, do they dump their employees into the charity system here and other places where they can't afford health care, so we as taxpayers wind up paying for it? So in the big macro system, we're subsidizing their business model as well?
Well, it's a more complex picture than that. You know, the bottom line for Walmart and all the companies is that they're in business to do business, and by doing business, they're in business to make profits. And to the extent to which they are compelled to make profits by their stockholders, whether it's a publicly listed corporation or not, the viability is based on making profits, and so therefore they have to do what they have to do.
Paying what they have to pay, right? I mean, they don't
exactly.
want to pay.
Exactly. They can't pay them. They can't pay their employees to the point where they're bankrupting themselves.
All right, so we'll take a few calls on this in a few moments. Minimum wage and whether or not there is support coming from you as the government. Is this and the discussion of the minimum wage always comes up with some beauties here or there. So let's see where we go with this in a moment as Good Day continues, 17 before the hour.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at guitarcenter.com.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers customers can get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
This support is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. While vacations are an opportunity for family time, traveling with small children can be stressful. Thinking ahead will help parents alleviate family travel headaches. According to a recent Bank of America study, 68% of families surveyed will travel by car this summer, and 30% by air. Whether hitting the road or flying the skies, anticipating travel issues in advance will help ensure a stress-free family vacation. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
When planning your summer vacation, don't overlook the hidden stresses of traveling with children. At the airport, consider checking your bags, which will leave your hands free to help children navigate the security lines. To offset baggage costs, use travel rewards programs like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card that make redeeming your earn points simple. Just pay for your travel expenses with your card and use your points toward a statement credit later on.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua love big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua love pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14 to 20.
888-302-3684. The minimum wage and the Walmart controversy. We get into minimum wage discussions. It's not a living wage. I don't support the minimum wage law at all. I think people ought to get paid what they're worth. Here's Adam in Pennsylvania on the minimum wage.
I feel really bad for the working poor. I think it's really difficult to get by, but I don't really see how raising the minimum wage here is going to help that much. First of all, a lot of these small businesses, coffee shops, different gas stations, things like that, how are they going to survive if they have to pay a quote-unquote living wage? I think you'd see only mega corporations left. You'd pretty much kill a lot of small businesses in this country. And then when you raise the minimum wage, all it does, in my opinion, is drives inflation and other costs of living. I've been out in Washington State many times, and it is a higher cost of living. And so, many people that make $15,000 a year don't live in Manhattan. There are obviously people making minimum wage there, and it's horrible, but, it's the economy that has to improve. I don't really see adding it and making things that much better for people. Oh, now you made $18,000 a year. You have to go out there and work and learn a trade, learn something that's going to make some money and educate yourself.
Yeah, why is it up to us to decide? You go get your own position. Lawrence, listening to WJOL in Illinois.
The market should really bear the cost. For instance, where you live in the country, if the minimum wage is, $7.25 in one state, and in California or New York, you can't live on that. No, the companies there are going to have to hire at a higher rate. I've lived in Texas. I've lived in Illinois. I currently live in Illinois. I lived in California, and the minimum wage really should be just that. When people call it a living wage, they're distorting the fact. Minimum wage was supposed to be an entry-level position for people, young people, and even people in their midlife that are entering the workforce, mothers in the old days had to raise children and wanted to go in the workforce. That was supposed to be a way for people who couldn't go to college or whatever, that couldn't get training on the job. For instance, and I like to give an example, you can go to like a McDonald's, I'll use that as an example, to work as a minimum wage. But while you're there, you can learn all kind of skills. You can learn about how to deal with the public. You can learn about finance with money. You can learn about inventory control. You can learn about organization. You can learn about so many things and then take those skills and move up the ladder. That's what the minimum wage was supposed to be for. Not a living wage. It wasn't supposed to be a wage where you can raise a family on. It was supposed to be for an entry level, second income in a family, what have you, to gain skills. But yet we have the government who wants to spend $50 billion a year for a training program for people when they should be getting that training via the minimum wage, which is an entry level, a stepping stone to get into the economy and learn so many valuable skills that they can actually move up and take those skills and make higher living wages.
Yeah, see, that's the point. Train yourself, get the education, and do better on your own rather than somebody stimulating you artificially. Mr. Snowden in the Focus next year on Good Day.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Ken, I haven't gone to you as much as I normally do, and that's a completely misshapen idea of what to do in this hour on my part. So we haven't really gotten any comments from the folks who do input on Twitter, at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. What do we have?
Well, we were just talking about Walmart and minimum wage, and Steven says, "Dear Walmart, you're already taking jobs from local small businesses. The least you can do is hire more employees to work your registers." And Mark says, "When Walmart pays wages so low, their employees must rely on welfare, food stamps, and the ER. We all subsidize their huge profits with our taxes."
But do you go shop at Walmart, sir? That would be my question back. And all these people that complain about what Walmart does, how they run their store, do you shop there? If you don't shop there, and other people who are like-minded don't shop there, guess what? Walmart doesn't succeed. But the fact that you're speaking out of both sides of your mouth, many of you, "Oh, Walmart's terrible, it's awful, it's..." But yet you go there and you spend your money to buy their crap. Right? I mean, am I missing something?
No, I know so many people who do that who say Walmart, they're the evil empire,
right?
And then, but I need a giant bag of cheap dog food. So
yeah, right. And that, then your dog dies 3 years prematurely because you feed him crap.
Right.
I have an interesting idea here. I'm not sure it's not my idea, but an interesting reality to explain. There's a movie in production called Air Wars. Have you heard of this?
No, I have not.
The subtitle is "When Talk Radio Turns Deadly." And it has a talk radio theme. The fellow who stars in it is not well known. It was supposed to be a television series at first, but then they decided to develop it as a full-length movie. The main character is a guy named Ron Atwood, who's modeled after Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck. But according to the producer, he's much younger, richer, and better looking.
Ooh!
And single. And the conflict in the movie comes from a liberal nemesis named Sarah. They're shooting the movie in New York, Atlanta, and Savannah. So it's interesting that people, again, put those sorts of things. That would be an interesting movie. I'm surprised somebody hasn't done it earlier, frankly. The fate of Edward Snowden. He officially submitted a request for temporary asylum in Russia. However, didn't yesterday Mr. Putin say that the relationship with the United States is more important than having this guy in the country?
He sure did.
Here's Shepard Smith on Fox talking to Glenn Greenwald, who's the writer, the journalist in England who broke the story about Snowden. And their focus in the conversation is about the news media and what they're getting right or wrong about the story.
So the word is that he has a bunch of information that would show how the NSA leaks, and if things don't, or works, and if things don't go well, he might leak them. Is that on point?
No, that's completely off point. It's a complete fabrication by Reuters of the interview that I gave in La Nación in Argentina, where I actually made the exact opposite point, which was that there's an attempt by the Obama administration to demonize Mr. Snowden by claiming that he wants to harm the United States, things of this nature. And the point that I made was that he has with him a whole slew of documents that show that the Obama administration serially lied to Congress, that it was engaging in mass indiscriminate spying on the American people that the American people didn't know about. And a lot of these documents are very sensitive, and had he wanted to harm the United States, he would have released them, could have sold them. He did none of that. He engaged in classic whistleblower behavior of coming to a news organization and asking us to responsibly report on what it is that he provided us.
It's my understanding that all the information that he has, you now have. Is that right?
I'm not sure about that. I believe there's some information that he believes is not suitable for publication that he didn't turn over to us. I know that he's turned over thousands of pages to us, though.
Well, how many of those thousands of pages are yet to be released, and what are the plans for that?
We are going through each of them and vetting very carefully to make sure that we continue to do what we've been doing, which is reporting the things that the public should know about, but avoiding any kind of gratuitous harm. And some of these documents are complicated. Some take reporting. But we've concealed a lot of the documents that he gave to us at his request because we want to be journalistically responsible. We want to inform the public while not harming national security or disclosing things that shouldn't be disclosed.
Are you surprised by all of the voices who have come forward to say, this guy has done nothing productive, Americans don't need to know all of this stuff, in defense of national security, this guy should be condemned and locked up? Have those voices surprised you at all?
What has surprised me, it's not the American people saying that. The last poll I saw said overwhelmingly they view him as a whistleblower and not a traitor and are thankful for the leaks that he has told them about. What surprises me is that most of this those attacks are being led by people who call themselves journalists.
Yeah, journalists. Let's get those bad guys, the journalists. Boo!
Boo!
Boo! All right, so there's an hour of conversation you may remember during certain parts of your...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.